This is Long-Term Care Connections for August 5th, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. On behalf of all of us at WACA, we would like to express our heartfelt appreciation and concern for all those who are being impacted by the devastating wildfires in Spokane this week. We know many of our member facilities, as well as thousands of other Spokane residents, are dealing with extraordinary challenges and uncertainty. We would like to thank the facility administrators and staff who are working tirelessly to ensure their residents are being cared for safely and compassionately, especially those who are dealing with evacuating their residents to temporary settings. We urge our members to reach out if there is any way we can offer support at this time. If we can help remove barriers, engage with state partners, or connect you with resources you need, please do not hesitate to contact us. For those who are looking for ways to help those impacted by the fires, you can find links to resources on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Attention WACA Group Retro members. WACA will be distributing refunds to participating companies for the 2024-2025 program year. The new program requirements adopted last year are driving tremendous improvements in the program's performance and have generated almost $1.8 million in refunds to be distributed to qualifying participants. WACA is proud to offer a program that benefits so many of our members and thanks you for your commitment to workplace safety that led to this outcome. More information about refunds will be distributed by mid-August. If you would like to learn more about WACA's Workers' Compensation Management Program, please contact accounting at waca.org. As previously announced, WACA and Leading Age Washington have recently brought a lawsuit against the Department of Social and Health Services to prevent DSHS from delaying the Medicaid rate rebase for assisted living providers. This week, WACA's legal counsel filed a motion for summary judgment, and a hearing on the motion is scheduled for September 11th. WACA will continue to provide updates as the litigation proceeds. Visit LTC Connections on our website for a link to read the motion, as well as a declaration of WACA CEO Karma Maddie Jackson in support of summary judgment. New updates are now available on the Washington Health Workforce Sentinel Network website, including updated interactive dashboards and new findings briefs. This excellent resource features insights from healthcare employers across Washington on a range of healthcare topics. You can visit the Sentinel Network website directly at wa.sentinelnetwork.org or find a link on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Our national affiliate partners at AKA NCAL are hosting a new webinar series this fall on AI and the way it is transforming the way we work, provide care, improve efficiency, and address workforce challenges. The first webinar, held September 30th, will include a live Q&A, giving you the opportunity to ask industry experts about AI, workforce applications, implementation strategies, and the risks to consider. You can find the link to register for free on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. Next week, on Wednesday, August 12th, DSHS is hosting a webinar regarding the changes to Medicaid services eligibility for non-citizens under federal Medicaid cuts enacted in H.R. 1. DSHS estimates that approximately 500 individuals in skilled nursing facilities are currently part of the Affordable Care Act Medicaid expansion population that could be targeted by these cuts. Community-based care settings like assisted living may also serve these residents. While DSHS has not yet received guidance from CMS on the timing of these changes, providers are encouraged to attend the webinar to learn more about the affected populations, anticipated eligibility changes, potential payment implications, and more. Find more info and the link to register on LTC Connections online. In this week's grassroots update, the primaries are over, so what's next? Yesterday, Washingtonians cast their vote for local, regional, and state officials and important topical measures and propositions. Ahead of the election, WACA has been supporting several of our members and hosting facility tours to educate those running for the state legislature about the importance of long-term care in their communities. Though the primary election has ended, our work is far from over. Facility tours, advocacy, education, and much more lie ahead as the interim narrows toward the 2027 legislative session. We will continue to need strong advocates who are dedicated to showcasing their community, staff, and those they care for. If you are interested in participating in a facility tour, please contact Aiden Swain at waca.org. He will be happy to help you get involved. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Coming up September 14th to 16th at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. You won't want to miss our special sessions on dementia care or the Ask an Expert series, where you can connect directly with legal, HR, and insurance specialists. WACA's signature specialty trainings are back. These intensive webinars prepare administrators or their designees to qualify as a facility-based trainer in the specialty topics of dementia or mental health. Join us September 2nd and 3rd for the dementia session, and September 9th and 10th for mental health. Register now for the LEAD Assisted Living Executive Training Program. This multi-day virtual workshop, held September 29th through October 8th, helps assisted living administrators at every level and those who aspire to be, to gain proficiency and develop their skills with confidence, capability, and efficiency. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.